Do we have any questions for any of our speakers today, Chris, Dr. Mangadino, or Steve? Questions in the audience? Greg.
Regarding user fees, the quote-unquote fuel fraud tax has become a big issue, and a lot of the federal excise tax is not going to the Airport and Airway Trust Fund. What is NBAA doing to combat that? Because I think it has a big impact on the user fee argument.
Yeah, as you say, there was one of those midnight provisions in a larger tax bill that got through that is diverting some of the fuel tax revenue from what would normally be the aviation trust fund over, in some cases, into the highway trust fund. And so then there's this very complex sort of rebate process that people would have to go through to get it sent over to the right place. Obviously, what we've been trying to do ever since that occurred is get that legislative provision that was put in there reversed. And on both sides of the House and the Senate, as well as both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, we've been building a lot of support for making that change. It's one of those cases where, regrettably, these very large pieces of legislation get put together very late in the process, and a lot of members don't read it all, and they don't know exactly what all the provisions are that are in these bills. And this was one of those provisions, this diversion of what would normally have been Aviation Trust Fund fuel tax revenue off into another area because of the fraud issue that you highlighted. So we're very hopeful that we can get that change made. We've been building support for it not only on Congress, but trying to put back pressure on the executive branch agencies as well and their perception of the problem that they're trying to deal with, because it was really sort of pushed by some of the executive branch agencies in order to generate revenue in another part of the budget. And so overall, those are the kinds of things we're trying to do. I think Mike Nichols, has been very active on that. And if you want to follow up more with Mike on some of the details here, he can do that as well.
We took a position supporting Senate Bill 2666. We realized that the sponsor of that bill is no longer going to be carrying the flag. Will you, at the NBAA website, have posted the names of committee chairs that are going to be critical to us on this legislation? And do you know if someone else is going to pick up Senate Bill 2666?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we don't know exactly, and I think, as probably many of you know, the committee chairmen, are still under the process of being identified for when Congress will come into session in January. But, yeah, of course, we'll make it well known who the key committee chairmen are on the issues that we're working on, so that you can see who they are, who you could communicate with and twist arms and try and inform and educate on any given issue. We think we know generally about 80% of who these committee chairmen will be, but there could be some surprises. And so as soon as those things are known, obviously we'll get it out there so that you all know who to target. Yeah, absolutely.
Steve, do you have any numbers on how many letters have been sent out from the contact Congress or anecdotal evidence?
Yeah, we do, and I hope you'll understand why I'm not going to tell you what it is. and it has to do with, we're engaged in a war here, really, in terms of the future economics of the industry. And the airlines certainly view it that way. We view it that way. The airlines are engaged in a lot of tactical elements in trying to build support and communication to Congress as well. So they're engaged in a number of different ways to try and stimulate that. We're doing that as well. If we were to disclose all the ways we're doing it and the volume and level of activity that's occurring, then tactically they would move to try and counter as much of that as they could. And so when people ask them these questions as well, they don't answer them either. So, I mean, it's sort of like disclosing the battle plan and how successful it's been at any given point in time. So I'm not trying to purposefully avoid your question. It's just that the more of those kinds of things we answer in detail, the more difficult it is for us to counter some of the things that we know the airlines will be doing or we're pretty confident they'll be doing in the future. I can tell you that as a general proposition, ever since we've had the Contact Congress site available and the other things that we've been doing, we've seen dramatic, month-over-month escalation in the communication that's going through it, to the point we're very encouraged by what's going on. We need it to continue because we've been engaged in preliminary skirmishes here. Okay, I mean, the war has really not started. So everything that you've seen happening up to this point has been positioning, kind of feeling the other side out, seeing where the strengths and the weaknesses are, building the base and the knowledge of the affected entities, whether they're government or individual operators like yourself. And because I happen to live in Gettysburg at one point in my life, I sort of think about it as the positioning movements in the Battle of Gettysburg. But let me tell you, I mean, come February, the sun's going to come up and the cannon fire is going to start. And we haven't seen that at this point in the battle yet. It's really just been, you know, the opening pot shots here and there, trying to figure out where the other guy is and what his strength is. So we know that this mechanism has been very useful, and we've done a lot of investment in the IT infrastructure to make sure, as Dan was alluding to, that very, very little of these electronic communications are bounced back. And I'll just talk for 30 seconds on this so you know, because a lot of people don't know about this. Members of Congress get so much email from so many special interest groups or lobbying groups or, you know, hometown groups, whatever you want to think of folks as, that they've begun to try and put in very sophisticated software programs to start to screen some of the email that's coming into them. Not all members of Congress do this, but some members of Congress are doing it. And so what we have to do is continually invest in our IT infrastructure to make sure that your communications actually get through the software screens that many members of Congress are building and putting up. Okay, and so it just requires us to have ever smarter software capability to make sure your messages are getting through every time, you know, you hit send. And so that's part of the investment that we're doing to make sure that we stay ahead of that curve. So there's a lot involved here. I won't take all the time to do that. I wish I could answer your question. I'd really like to. It's just that in order to be effective, we've got to make sure that we stay focused on the strategy that we're on.
Any other questions? Well, as was a part of NBAA's bringing NBA to you, our seminar program has pretty much moved around the United States year after year, and next year, or actually next year, a lot of it's going to be in the Southwest. And starting in January, we're going to have schedulers and dispatchers, another forum, and regular topics right in Arizona, the Phoenix area. So please come see us there. Think about our programs. Take a look on the website and see if there's anything that you can use. And for the rest of the year, San Diego is a great place to visit, spend money, and have fun. So, and also learn about international operations and all the things we provide. And it continues with corporate aviation, basically flight operations manual and management fundamentals, all the way into June. And then, last, I think, in San Diego would be the flight attendants, and then we go up to Northern California and we'll have a regional forum in Oakland. Bob Lamond would shoot me if I didn't put this slide up there. Please visit booth 9 and ask questions about airspace issues. So we've got the GA desk out there, so please go take a look. Also visit the California booth. And I think Long Beach, as you said, has a booth. So, and we'd like to, again, thank the airport, the city of Long Beach, AirFlight, Rockwell Collins, Universal Weather, and Gulfstream for supporting our forums. Today at 11:30, pretty soon here, we're going to talk. we're going to be talking about or having a forum on FAA, NTSB, and DOT investigations. And I think if any of us have ever been involved in that, we'd like to know how. So Kent Jackson and Lori Edwards are going to talk to us about that. And then lunch at 11:30 to 12, international operations, state tax issues, and last but not least, we'll get together for cocktails. So enjoy the show. Thank you very much.